Monday night's game against the Steelers forced the Broncos into an abbreviated week of practice for the Washington Redskins, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, head coach Josh McDaniels says it could be looked at as a benefit.
When you come off a loss and then have to wait 8 days to play a Monday nighter, you know, it's just, it's a long week, you know, and it's Friday came quick this week, you know, because we got right back into it. Players were right here on Wednesday, you know, after a day off, and you always look forward to playing the next game after a game that you didn't feel great about. So, you know, having played on Monday and only having 6 days to get ready to go, I don't think that's a hindrance to us at all. We're all looking forward to making the trip tomorrow and playing the game on Sunday.
Halfway through the regular season schedule, players say even after losing two games in a row to two very good AFC teams, 6 wins and 2 losses are the only numbers that matter, and nobody is letting panic set into this locker room.
I think we hit a few bumps. I just think we need to stay the course. I mean, keep believing in what we're doing, improving every week, and we'll be fine. I mean, I'm not going to panic, and I don't think anybody in this locker room should.
Well, we got to score points. I mean, that's obvious. So, you know, we're moving on from the last couple of weeks, but we got plenty of areas to improve on, and just critical to come out and have a good week of practice like we did last week. Come out and have a great week of practice and find a way to play for 60 minutes.
We know we got in here. We know what we're capable of doing. You know, we got some confident guys in here that are confident in the guys behind us and in front of us and beside us. So, you know, we'll be all right. We'll be just fine.
The Broncos say improving the running game and playing a more balanced brand of football are priorities numbers 1 and 2 heading into FedEx Field in Washington.
You know, we've got to do a better job of, you know, being able to run the ball, stay in positive situations, stay out of third and longs, which we found ourselves in too many times the other night in the second half. And if we do that, then that's really kind of the formula that we played with for the first 6 games. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we sustain that going forward.
Just execute, I think, really. You know, we have the guys up front and the guys on the sides there to get the game running. And I think we need to get back on track and see what happens.
Running games open up the pass. You know, when you're able to run the ball effectively, you know, that open up your passing game. And, you know, like I said, man, we're going to do all the things, the little things and necessary things to make sure that we get the running game going.
Well, we'd love to get balanced. I mean, it's tough when you have 20 yards rushing or whatever we had. It's tough. And but I think just in our offense, you know, get the run game going. I know the guys up front like to come off the ball and be able to pound on the other team, you know, for 25, 30 carries, and that makes a big difference, and rather than always having to catch him and pass bro the entire time as well.
The Redskins officially ruled out starting running back Clinton Portis due to a concussion he suffered last week against the Atlanta Falcons, and reserve Ladell Betts is questionable after missing practice Wednesday and Thursday. He was limited Friday with a sore ankle. Regardless, the Broncos know Washington will try and pound the football, and they can expect the same type of physical game they've experienced the last 2 weeks.
We need to play better longer. You know, we've played good defense for 4 quarters a bunch, you know, so far this year. And we're not discouraged by the fact that, you know, we played well for a significant portion of the game. And then all of a sudden we made some errors that gave them, you know, some big plays. We just have to do a better job of executing over the course of 60 minutes against teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And if we do, then, you know, the games will be competitive, just like the first half of the season's been. And, you know, that's the kind of game that we're going to play in. You know, that's the kind of team we are.
Offensive tackle Ryan Harris will miss his second game in a row, and that means Tyler Palumbus will most likely make his second career start. Also, Russ Hochstein is expected to play in place of Ben Hamilton. McDaniel says that isn't by any means an indictment on Hamilton. It's just an attempt to ignite the running game. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Complete coverage of the Broncos game against the Redskins Sunday from FedEx Field in Washington.